SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, three people in hospital after a helicopter crash on the coast of Victoria. A man sentenced for the killing of his former partner in New South Wales. And in sport, Coco Gauff makes her first final in the Madrid Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Graw. A helicopter has crashed into the ocean near a popular beachside tourist town in Victoria. Three people on board have managed to swim to shore at Point Lonsdale on the state's Bellarine Peninsula, which is almost 30 kilometres from the regional city of Geelong. A man and a woman have been airlifted to hospital with serious injuries. A second man has been taken to hospital via road ambulance, where he's understood to also be in a serious condition. The Prime Minister's appearance in Devonport has been crashed by Liberal volunteers. Most of the group of around 40 campaigners were silent and respectful, holding placards trumpeting the Liberals' key pledge of a temporary cut to the fuel excise. But a few hecklers have called out the PM over the spending on the Voice referendum. Mr Albanese has carried on to take selfies with Labor faithful and locals, but quickly walked out as the scene threatened to become more chaotic. Greens leader Adam Band has also hit the hustings on the final day of campaigning in the federal election, wielding a giant toothbrush to push the party's policy on dental care. He says Australia has enough resources to provide more support, which for the party means seeing dental being included in Medicare.
Last time there was a minority parliament, the Greens got dental into Medicare for kids. This time we want to get it in for everyone. We're in a wealthy country, but people are skipping going to the dentist and the doctor because they can't afford it. People are skipping meals to pay the rents, and it shouldn't be that way.
A man has been sentenced to 22 years and 6 months in jail for the murder of his ex-partner. Newcastle Supreme Court Justice Richard Weinstein has described Tyrone Thompson's murder of 21-year-old Mackenzie Anderson as brutal. The judge says the Crown submitted the seriousness of the crime was aggravated by previous domestic violence in the relationship, Ms. Anderson's fear of Thompson, and attempts to end the relationship. But he has ruled that Thompson's significant mental health issues, the domestic violence he suffered as a child at the hands of his violent father, his difficult schooling and exposure to drugs had diminished his moral culpability. Ms. Anderson's mother, Tabitha Acrett, has said outside the court she is heartbroken over the loss of her child.
Throughout this week, my daughter was often referred to as the deceased, a term that strips her of her identity, of personhood. I want people to remember that she was not just a statistic, her name was Mackenzie. She was a mother, a sister, a daughter and a friend. And most of all, she was a human being. And her life mattered.
Authorities say it could take the entire day to clear debris from Sydney's M1 motorway after a truck spilled metal shards over a long stretch of road early this morning. Roads Minister Jenny Acheson has called it an unprecedented situation, saying it's proving a difficult task to comb through small pieces of metal that could easily be lodged in crevices and tyre treads. New South Wales Transport Management Centre coordinator Howard Collins says over 700 kilograms of metal shards have impacted more than 300 vehicles, causing tyre damage to some cars. The manager of the trucking company responsible, Daniel Falconer, has apologised for the incident in an interview on 2GB Radio.
We've been doing this for about 3 or 4 years and we've never had a problem with it. The pins on the back of the trucks were locked. It's just a mechanical error of some sort. We don't know exactly how it's come out the back of the truck. It's just been seeping out by the looks of it over a couple of Ks. He travelled 30 Ks before he even got to the stage where it started coming out. Seems to be just an accident. We're very sorry for all the concern. We're just thank God that no one's had a major accident or anything, Ben.
An exhibit featuring the world-famous terracotta warriors is being brought to Australia next month. More than 225 Chinese artefacts, including the warriors, will be hosted in June at the WA Museum Balabardip. The pieces are from a period in history when China was unified under Emperor Qin Shi Huang. It's understood most of the objects have never been seen in Australia before. Nearly half have never left China, and some of the more recently excavated pieces have never been on public display. To sport, and Iga Swiatek has experienced her worst loss in 5 years, going down to Coco Gauff 6-1, 6-1 in the Madrid Open semi-finals. Gauff will now face world number one Aryna Sabalenka for the WTA 1000 title in what will be her first Madrid Open final. She's told the Tennis Channel she's confident of her chances in that match after accounting for Swiatek so thoroughly.
Honestly, today I just felt good out there on the court, and the last few matches, even though like my first round started off tough, I think it made me match ready for today. And, you know, maybe it wasn't her best tennis, but I think for me, I'm really happy with how I served today. And then off the ground, I felt like, I don't know, I just felt good out there.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.